Well, I think we already have now some interesting experiences on that topic in terms of what we are doing in terms of online or remote assessment. But still, we have here, at least I identify a huge potential in this sense. One of the things is I strongly believe that this affect learning. Assessment is one important part of students' motivation. It will always be like this. It's the human being, right? When we know how we are going to be assessed or evaluated, our behavior is going to be according what is expected. So if we change the approach of assessment to online or remote, this implies to rethink the way we assess our assessment methods, our assessment conceptions as well. And in this sense, I believe in this, that learning is going to be different as well. That's why in the beginning, I was talking about active learning, and these dimensions are right, quite articulated to each other. I think that after the COVID, particularly, these mindsets starts to change about, I remember at that time during the COVID, we discussed a lot about cheating and things like that because of the online assessments. But I also, talking with some of my colleagues, some of them with this kind of experiences, they were able also to change their mindset regarding to this topic. So it's quite really slow, I guess. So in the future, I'm not sure where in 20 years, where we are going to, how far we are in this about this issue. But in fact, I in terms of the STEM particularly, I think it's one of the areas in terms of areas of knowledge that are more willing to try new things, are willing to take risks. And I think that research in this area, particularly in STEM, for instance, in the US, are growing a lot. And I think that if we understand the results of this of those studies, I think that will help us to make better decisions in this sense. And one of the things I think it's related the way we prepare students, not only ourselves as a teachers, but also how we can prepare students to do online assessment and to use tools, digital tools, to permit their own assessment. And I think that, and linking with what I was saying before, we need to include students in the process. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult also to, otherwise they will, how to say this? Probably they can be resistance as well to this process, not only the teachers in the first place, but also students. So if we see them as a partners in the process, maybe we have here a more an opportunity to bring together these different approaches to not only to do the assessment, but also to deliver the assessment. And I think digital tools, as I said before, is going to be really important in this process, particularly in those contexts that, we have 100 students in the classroom in STEM, first year students in engineering, for example, 100, 200 students in the classroom. So technology is going to be an ally in this context, particularly. In terms of gender, I'm not sure, to be honest. I don't have an opinion, a strong opinion in that sense. But probably I can imagine that in the future, that and according with also what we see now, what we know now, probably we could have a more balance between in terms of gender in the classroom. For instance, engineering, science, and technology are very attractive areas in for pursuits in terms of for higher school students. So I think we probably could have a balance between male and female in the classroom. So in this sense, I'm not sure the impact of this in terms of the online and remote assessment, to be honest. I'm looking forward to understand that a little bit better, but at least I can imagine that we will have more women in these areas particularly, and that will be interesting to see how what kind of impact or influences this could have in terms of teaching and learning approaches, including assessment and digital enhancement of teaching and learning. So, I think that's it.